I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. I've heard that there are some tzaddikim in Yerushalayim that are makbid, they're particular not to have any woolen blankets, or if they do, they round off one of the corners. Where does this come from? So the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Yud Ches Sif Beis quotes from the Rush, says tzaddikim, blankets, afal pi she'adam yashin ben baboker, even though people sleep in their beds, under the blanket, even during the daytime, in the morning. They don't wake up before nids. They wake up after sunrise still, so they're using the blanket during the day. Still, ein matilin behem tzitzis, you're not required to put tzitzis on the blanket. And the Mishpura explains why is that so. Since the main purpose, the main use of a blanket is during the nighttime, uksus laila mikri, it's considered a nighttime garment. But what is this idea of a ksus laila, nighttime garment, being exempt from tzitzis? So the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Chav Zayin, in the middle of Avin Beis, quotes a braisa, the tanyu re'isim oso. You should see the tzitzis. We recite this in Kriya Shema every day. Re'isim oso, you should see the tzitzis. And the braisa makes a drasha, prat l'ksus laila. This is coming to exclude a nighttime garment. What does that mean, a nighttime garment? So there's really a machlokes rishonim. The Rosh interprets the Gemara to say a nighttime garment referring to pajamas, or as we see in this halacha, a blanket as well. It's like pajamas, it's a nighttime garment. And therefore, irrespective of when you wear it, even if you wear pajamas during the day, a four-cornered garment you do not need to wear, you don't need to put tzitzis on it, because we have a drasha, or isimoso, coming to exclude a nighttime garment. However, the Rambam argues, the Rambam understands a ksus laila is referring to wearing a garment during the nighttime. And therefore, if you would be wearing pajamas during the day, you would be required to put on tzitzis. Conversely, according to the Rush, if you're wearing daytime garments at night, you would also be required to put on tzitzis, while according to the Rambam, you wouldn't. And one very practical ramification of this is that if someone puts on a talis at night, puts on tzitzis at night, la halacha, we say you shouldn't make a bracha, because according to the Rambam, you're exempt. It's the nighttime. But going back to the blanket, the case of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Rush, that even though you wear the blanket during the day, you're sleeping in the blanket during the daytime, you're exempt because it's a night garment, it's a ksus laila, since its main use is at night, asks the poskim, that only works according to the Rush. This is the Rush l'shitaso, this is the Rush according to his approach, that pajamas are exempt from tzitzis, and similarly a blanket should be exempt from tzitzis. However, according to the Rambam, as long as you're wearing it during the day, you should be required. So why is the Shulchan Aruch assume, simply like the Rush, typically we're machmer for both opinions? So there's another explanation from the Mordechai, that the only time you're required to wear tzitzis is if you're wearing the garment. If you're sleeping under a blanket, it's called ha'alah. It's just on top of you. You're not wearing it. It's not derech ituf. It's not wrapped around you. It's not a malbush. It's not a regular article of clothing. However, the Magen Avraham quotes from a Tosfos that argues on this Mordechai and says that even if you're not wearing it as a regular article of clothing, it's just laying on top of you, it's just ha'alah, you're still required to put tzitzis on the corners. And therefore, the Magen Avraham recommends that you should round off one of the corners of the blanket, and thereby avoiding it being a four-cornered garment that's required in tzitzis. They say over a joke that someone just recently bought a frock, which could have four corners, the split in the back. There are four pointed edges. So he went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and asked, should he put on tzitzis? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked him, why are you wearing this frock? He said, oh, because I just got a job, I just got a shteller, I became a Rosh Kol of a Night Seder Kolo. So Reb Chaim responded, it's a Beged Laila, you don't need to wear tzitzis. Now, l'halacha, I'm not sure that would be a true argument. But there's this practice people have, if they have a suffix, if they have a doubt, whether you have to wear tzitzis, you round off the corner of the garment. That's what the Magen Avraham suggests. However, continues the Magen Avraham, that he feels that it's only really recommended to be stringent and to round off one of the corners if you have a woolen blanket. Because only by a woolen blanket are you certainly chayiv on a deoraisa level to put on tzitzis. If the blanket or any other article of clothing is made out of other material, it's possible you're not required midoraisa, and therefore, since there are so many different factors over here, so many different sfeikos, you could be lenient and you aren't required to round off one of the corners. And this is where it comes from, that I heard that there are some tzaddikim in Yerushalayim that are particular not to have woolen blankets, or if they do, they round off one of the corners. But now that we explained the basis to be machmir, the basis to be stringent, and to explain the practice of these tzaddikim, is there any reason for other people to be lenient? I never heard of anyone do this around here. So there's an Aruch HaShulchan, and Aruch HaShulchan argues that this Magen Avram. Aruch HaShulchan adopts the position of the Mordechai and says that the only time you're required to put on tzitzis is if you're wearing it or if you're wrapped up, a ituf. But if it's just on top of you, if it's just a blanket, you aren't going to be required. And the Aruch HaShulchan uses this to explain the practice of the world that Aruch HaShulchan is confronting. And that seems to be the practice of most people.